It's 8:47. Time now for Ask the Expert. My guest this morning, Connie Gulick with Gulick Capital. Good morning, Connie. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Doing well.
Nice to talk with you. Now, Connie, on Saturday, August 8th, the president issued an executive order intended to provide continued economic relief to workers in response to the coronavirus. Now, Connie, can you clarify for our listeners how the payroll tax relief in that memorandum will actually work?
Sure, Joey. The president has said for months that he favors a suspension of payroll tax withholding to increase the paychecks of American workers as a result of the economic hardship of COVID-19. Payroll taxes include the deduction from employee paychecks to pay for Social Security and Medicare benefits, and the total is 7.65% of pay from the employee, and then the employer matches that amount and deposits it with the U.S. Treasury. On August 8th, the executive order included direction to the Secretary of the Treasury to use his authority to defer the obligation to withhold 7.65% from employee paychecks from September 1st to December 31st, 2020. This is for employees earning less than $4,000 biweekly, which is an annual income of $104,000. This comes under the same authority that the Treasury used to extend the income tax due date earlier this year. And the deferral applies to amounts paid beginning on September 1st, not earned. So it would include wages earned during the last 2 weeks of August for biweekly paychecks. According to the presidential advisor, Larry Kudlow, the average savings for employees over the 4 months would be about $1,200. And the maximum amount would be about $2,149. So it's important to note, though, that this is a deferral. That does not mean the tax is forgiven. The president's statement says the tax shall be deferred with no penalties or interest. So as it stands today, the tax will need to be repaid in the future without any interest or penalty. But we do need to add that the president charged the Secretary of the Treasury to explore avenues, including legislation, to completely eliminate this obligation. So it's clear the president wants the tax forgiven, not just deferred. And the Treasury has until September 1st to give us some details, and there are a lot of unanswered questions. For example, will employees need to opt in or out? And will future obligation to repay belong to the employee or the employer? And when would this money have to be repaid? So Congress hasn't been able to agree upon a path forward for more economic relief. A lot of the provisions that ended in July. So the question is, will the president's actions on Saturday encourage Congress to act? And we just really have to stay tuned to see what Congress and the Treasury do about this provision, because there will need to be some clarification forthcoming in the next few weeks.
Now, Connie, if our listeners would like more information on what just recently took place with those executive orders, how can they get in touch with you at Gulick Capital?
They're welcome to call our Roanoke office. That's 540-772-4545. 540-772-4545.
And this has been Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.